there are neighborhoods in Seattle where people are so concerned about their security that they have banded together to hire private police. This is happening in the affluent neighborhoods of Magnolia, Queen Anne, Ballard. Reporter Jessica Lee is tracking this trend for the Seattle Times, and she told me many of the residents are frustrated by crime and by police response times near their homes.
In a lot of these neighborhoods, residents are feeling unsafe. They're feeling as though the city's police force is not having a strong enough presence in their neighborhood, and they have the means necessary to change that, to ease their minds. And so they are hiring, whether it be off-duty police officers, SPD officers, or these private security personnel to increase patrolling in their neighborhood. And it seems to be easing a lot of people's minds. They say that it is deterring criminals. They're seeing crime rates go down. However, statistically showing that is a little bit trickier.
Well, let me ask you, we've had wealthy neighborhoods and fears of crime for a long, long time. Why do we see more of this hiring of private security forces?
Sure. Well, the direct correlation is a little bit hard to draw, but I mean, there is definitely, at the same time, this movement coming, or this push from residents to bump up policing, to boost staffing at the city level. They feel as though right now SPD is not cutting it for them. They say that with this new population, this bigger population, these crimes are just escalating. And then, therefore, they need to take matters into their own hands to hire these patrols.
And what's the reality? Are crimes, break-ins, drug use, is this going up, up, up?
I think that's the question that many people ask. And even the mayor, you know, is coming to this question of perception versus reality, right? Statistically, if you look at the last 5 years of property-related theft in these three neighborhoods, there was not a dramatic spike last year. The number of crimes, of these sorts of crimes, are going up since 2010, but there's not the level of intensity as maybe some residents think.
So you alluded to reasons why there might be a perception of increased danger in some of these neighborhoods. By the way, we're talking, what, Ballard, Magnolia,
Queen Anne?
Mm-hmm. Why do you think there is this heightened perception these days of danger and crime?
Police are telling us that crime is going down. Over 2015, they're citing an early estimate of a 10% decrease overall in the city for crime. But then you have these large and extreme frustrations from these residents in these neighborhoods that you cited saying, no, that's not so much the case. And so there's this disconnect here. And so trying to figure out why that may be, one of the topics that came up in several interviews as I was reporting this story is social media is another method, a new method for reporting that many people are going to. It's no longer the case like it was a decade ago when you have your car broken into, you call 911, you call an officer, and you have it formally reported, and that report then stays within the police department. Well, now most people are going online, they're sharing what happened to them, they're posting videos. If my neighbor reports a car prowl, my car gets broken into, we're going to go back and forth on social media, it's going to get shares, and now more people who would not necessarily know that that is happening to both me and my neighbor, they're going to know that this is happening, and then their level of awareness is heightened as well.
So this idea of if you can afford it, you've got this extra protection around you. What could that mean for the ideal of equality in our city?
That's something that many people have brought forward since the story has published, and I have no answer to that other than, you know, if you are a resident who has the means to hire this type of personnel to ease your mind, you're feeling unsafe, strong and emotional concerns, then there's nothing stopping you. I think the question is this hiring a result of an overworked police department, of staffing levels not where they should be? And those are the types of questions that should move forward and be answered.
Jessica Lee is a staff reporter for the Seattle Times. This morning, I asked Seattle's Mayor Ed Murray what he thinks of this trend toward private policing.
Well, I think it's unfortunate. And if you look at those neighborhoods that have significant issues of crime, they're not the neighborhoods who can afford to hire private security guards. Now, there has been, and there was a problem with policing when I became mayor. I tell you, the police force is pretty demoralized and had pretty mixed signals about what they were supposed to do. We have a new chief just over a year now. She's brought on a new command staff. And based on the data that she shares with me on a weekly basis, crime is actually coming down in Seattle. Now, some crime, particularly property crime-related cars, we're still struggling with. But crime generally is coming down. I also realize that some of the neighborhoods that have a sense that crime is rising when it's actually not are the same neighborhoods who often are using extensive social media tools that monitor crime.
So let's say some people in Magnolia or Queen Anne are hiring security guards and they don't really need them. So what? What's wrong with that?
Well, if that's how they want to spend their money, they can spend their money that way.
Well, you called you said the trend was unfortunate.
I also made a campaign that we would increase the number of officers over attrition by 104 years. We're on target to do that. We now actually have more officers on the street, again, according to what I've been told, than we did when I came into office. We are in a process of evaluating how many more officers beyond that we should add, given that Seattle's growing and growing rapidly. But let me put a caveat on that. Most problems with police forces that we see that nationally where a police officer acts in a way that ends up in some of the problems we have happens in the first 5 years of that officer's career. So we're not going to rush a whole bunch of new young officers on the street. We're going to do this deliberately. We're going to increase it over time. And we're going to be sure that the officers we hire have the skills to deal with some of the very difficult situations out there.
Is when a wealthy neighborhood hires some private security guards, what does that have to do with a poorer neighborhood that can't afford it? Does it hurt that neighborhood at all? Or maybe it helps divert resources to that neighborhood?
Again, the point is, when we look at a city with a fairly low crime rate in most categories, and you look at a city that has to decide where policing should happen, it should go to neighborhoods that have higher rates of crime. Those generally, not always, but generally, are not Seattle's affluent neighborhoods. The neighborhoods that can afford to buy or pay for their own private security.
But does the private security let the city say, okay, great, you pay for it. We'll divert some of those resources to neighborhoods that need it more.
Absolutely not. We do not take, I will not, and the chief will not, make decisions about where we put police based on private security forces. You know, we have a huge problem in this country right now over cops, police officers who aren't trained well enough to deal with difficult situations. And now we're going out there, some neighborhoods, and hiring people to do security that don't even come close to the training that our own officers have. I think that is a recipe for another disaster.
A recipe for another disaster. That was Seattle Mayor Ed Murray reacting to the trend of wealthier neighborhoods hiring private security guards.